So right, okay. And first of all, I want you to talk about your grandmother again.
Yeah.
And then from your grandmother, we're going to talk about, you know, like you did before. And I thought it was really nice when you said about a love of animals and that pig would have been a pet.
Yeah, what
she's holding up and that. So you just talk us through either the photograph first and then your grandma or your grandma, whatever.
I'd imagine that picture was taken early 70s, possibly very late 60s. Probably 70s. My grandmother was a great lover of animals. She loved all animals. It runs in the family. All travellers love animals, even though a lot of country people accuse travellers of being cruel to animals. There's good and bad in everyone. The majority of travellers are very good to their animals, and I personally love animals like all my family do. I would imagine, knowing my grandmother, God rest her soul, that little pig would have been her baby. Look at it. And I would imagine she would be saying on that picture, here's another member of my four-legged family, because all her children are grown up and she had a load of dogs and she called them a four-legged family. She took them everywhere with her. Or should I say, the dogs took her everywhere with them. That's my brother Larry. He'd be laughing at my granny's new baby. And I'd say that she dressed up. Oh, she did dress that pig up. I remember. She dressed that pig up and she loved him. That pig would have been adored. I can't remember his name. But he would have been adored.
No way.
The wheelbarrow, it would probably have been his trough.
And what about, tell us a little bit about what type of person your grandmother was.
Can we go into that story again? Comedian.
Yeah.
She was a laugh a minute. She was loved and respected by most travellers. People would come from miles and miles away for one of her remedies. She was most famous for her remedy for arthritis and rheumatics. And she used to tell me when I was small how to make this remedy for people with arthritis and rheumatics, because it's a medically proven fact that people from Ireland are more prone to arthritis and rheumatics than they are from anywhere else in Europe. Anyway, on a brighter note, she used to crack a joke at anything. She had a big family of children, and when she died, she had approximately 55, maybe 57 grandchildren, and God knows how many great-grandchildren. She said a rosary every night for every one of her grandchildren. All night you would hear her saying her rosary. Every single night. I don't think she slept. It'd be God bless this one, God bless that one, another rosary, and it'd go on. She used to crochet. She couldn't do corners on the crochet. She could only go round. So she had thousands of round cushions that she called spare wheels. And she'd say to you, have you got enough spare wheels? Do you want some more spare wheels? Because I used to stay with her and they'd be your pillars. She was the most loving, caring woman that ever, ever existed. And if God could give me one wish, it'd be to have her back. The love and support that she showed to all of her family was amazing. Each and every one. She was so understanding. But she had this terrible sense of humour. And I could tell you many stories about her and the things she'd done. For an example, here's one. Years ago, when she was staying on a camp, I'm not going to say where, but any traveller listening to this will know this story, because it's hilarious. Three men broke into a copper factory and the security man seen them, so he phoned the police. And the police came and the three men come running across the field. When my poor granny loved her white linen, her Irish linen and her white sheets, and she used to boil them all day on the fire with little bags called blue bags that made the white stand really white. And then she'd hang them on the line. Sometimes when it was a full moon, the white used to blind the horses and the horses used to run through them and drag her blood over the muck and she'd go mad. But this in particular night, these three men come running through and she was sitting in her trailer minding her own business. And she didn't know who the men was. And she could see the lights of the police running after them. So she opened the trailer door and she went out and she'd seen the three policemen. The three men had gone. She didn't see who they was. They'd run. So she seen the three policemen. And the three policemen, more than three policemen, she said to the one policeman, come here, till I tell you, you're looking for three men. Yeah, the policeman said, She went, come in. She took them in her trailer. The three men said, the policeman said, where are they? So she pretended she had a stammer and she couldn't talk properly. And she there's two upstairs in the cellar. Two upstairs in the attic and one downstairs in the cellar. Doing it in a caravan. She got arrested for wasting police time again. And then another time, the boys are being out on the rag and bone. Them days, they still had the horses and carts at the time of that picture. And they go out rag and bone, giving the kids a broom for the washing off the line. And anyway, this day, they got a clear out from an old theatre house that had closed down somewhere. And amongst the clear out was a load of costumes. And there was one which was a policeman's outfit. Nine times too big for my grandmother, but my grandmother kept it anyway for a laugh. A few days later, the police all come to do an eviction. When my grandmother and her sense of humour puts a police uniform on and goes around following the police, pretending to be a police officer, annoying the police. So she got arrested for impersonating the police officer. Well, she couldn't read or write anyway. But they had her up in the court and they said to her, read this, and, you know, this thing they say in the court, I swear by Almighty God. She said, I can't read. So the man said, okay, repeat these words after me. So she said, okay, repeat these words after me. So he said this thing, I swear by Almighty God and all the rest of it. So she said it. And then he said, are you Mrs. Barb Sheridan? And she said, are you Mrs. Barb Sheridan? He said, stop repeating what I'm saying. She said, stop repeating what I'm saying. He said, no, you don't repeat no more. And she said, no, you don't repeat no more. Well, she had the court in uproar. It was that funny, the judge nearly wet himself laughing. And it was kicked out of court. It was so funny. She was 70 odd years of age when that happened. So that's me granny for you.